Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be here today with breath in our lungs and the beat of our heart. And it's a glorious day. And Kingdom Bound starts this week. I'm so excited. I just saw Matt Gould. Is it Gould or Gold, Pete?
To my knowledge, it's Gould.
Yeah, I think
it's spelled with you, so I'm going with Gould.
Yes, and Pete Tasca from F3 is here, and we're going to be talking about his show that's on every Saturday at 9 o'clock. And we're just pumped up. I'm pumped up with him sitting across from me. And so I just had to bring him in right away. But also, I'm going to be talking to an author, Cindy Santa Anna, who wrote the book Unprocessed Living. She lost 50 pounds, and it's an awesome book and an awesome story. So we're going to be talking to her for just a few minutes this morning. Later on, we have Carrie Cardinelli, host of Worship 1 to 3 on. And I'm so excited for her to be here, and so excited also. I'm just so excited today.
You're so excited today, Robin.
And also, my good friend, Pastor Marty McDonald, he's going to be here. And we're going to actually, you know, not be so excited to talk about dark times, but really excited to talk about how we can get through those dark times and those challenging times with our faith. You know, life is not always what it seems on social media. And, you know, behind the scenes, there's always stuff going on. There's junk in the trunk, as I like to say, in everyone's life. And so we're going to be talking about how to get through that and, you know, really hopefully hear from our listeners today as well. Tina is on the phones, and she's going to be taking some calls. And, you know, you'll have a chance to win one of my books, The Raw Truth Recharge, which is out right now on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and so many other locations here in upstate New York as well. And so, you know, in just a few minutes, like I said, we're going to be talking to author Cindy Santa Anna on her book Unprocessed Living. If you have not gotten your tickets for Kingdom Bound, what are you waiting for? Last year, you said this year. This year is here. I am going to be presenting on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the WDCX tent. Neil will be, you know, broadcasting live in the tent from 3 to 6. All of our online or on air personalities will be there. And of course, don't tell anybody, but Anderson's Ice Cream will be there after my talk on healthy eating, healthy living.
It's called conviction comes after that.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's Kingdom Bound. So,
goes hand in hand now, right? The Anderson's Ice Cream with Kingdom Bound and WDCX and Neil and everybody.
Yes, it's wonderful that Anderson's Ice Cream does that. But
yes,
you know, I'm excited to talk about faith, food, family, fitness, and health, and detox, and also sleep management and stress management, and how we can take care of our temporary earth suits, our mobile homes, the way God intends us to live that abundant life that he desires for us. So we're going to be talking about that. When we come back, we have author Cindy Santa Anna with her book, Unprocessed Living. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back. Don't forget, Pastor Marty McDonald will be joining me later with Carrie Cardinelli, host of Worship 1 to 3. And we will be talking about faith and how to get through those dark times when we feel hopeless and more. Okay? But and also, Pete Tasca, he's sitting right across from me right now, and we're going to be talking to him. He is the host of F3 here every Saturday.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord is right. And right now, we're going to go to the phones, and Cindy Santa Anna is joining me. She's an author who wrote the book Unprocessed Living. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Robbie.
So happy to have you joining me on the air this morning.
Thanks for having me. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes. Well, I met you in New York City when we did both of our book launches at Whole Foods in Manhattan, which was just surreal, wasn't it?
It was a great event. Yes, it was.
Well, I've been, checking out your book, Unprocessed Living, and I love it, Cindy. There's so much information in there. And I did not realize that you actually were inspired because you lost 50 pounds.
I did. That and kind of healed myself from lots of health issues as well, like high cholesterol and allergies and migraines, all from the wrong food I was eating.
And it's thyroid, too. You had thyroid issues as well, I read.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell our listeners, in a nutshell, like what your book is about. Obviously, it's about unprocessed living, but, you know, give us a little bit more information.
Sure. Basically, I wanted to let just the average family know that there's a better, healthier way to eat, and a lot of people really don't know where to start. So I wrote this book to kind of educate, you know, just the regular American family on how to eat healthier food. First, there's step one, which is, you know, the education and awareness. How do we read those food labels, and what ingredients am I supposed to look for? And then the swaps. Let's deconstruct that food label and figure out, well, you know, if I can make this a different way, I can make it at home and make it healthier, like salad dressings, for example, that have all those yucky ingredients in it. And then I provide the reader with tons of tools, like how to save time and money in the kitchen, how to eat healthy on the road, or how to get your family on board.
Yes,
and
that was a challenge.
And how to sustain this new healthy lifestyle and make it a habit.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. You have some awesome recipes in there, too.
Yep, over 100 recipes. They're all family approved, like breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack items. I even have a recipe on how to make a homemade marshmallow.
I love it. It's a healthy marshmallow, of course.
Well, you know, there's still sugar in it, but a lot less sugar, and none of the chemicals and preservatives are in the store-bought marshmallows. But lots of healthy dinner ideas, great breakfast for on the go, healthy lunches when you're at work or on the run, you know, mm-hmm. pack yourself a power salad. I even do that, you know, when I travel.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of great healthy ideas and tips on how to make this easy and sustainable and do it in baby steps. Because, you know, you can't do it overnight. You can't do it in one day. It takes time.
Amen. Now, you have a website, don't you, Cindy?
Yes, unlockbetterhealth.com.
Unlockbetterhealth.com. And your book is on Amazon.com, I know.
It is, yes.
And so people can go to Amazon.com, Search your name, Cindy Santa Anna, or Unprocessed Living, which is the name of the book, and it's an awesome book. I highly recommend it. I wish we had more time today, but I want to have you on again. And also, we have a good mutual friend, Karen. My friend Karen, we'll all come on, and we'll have a little powwow and talk about, you know, what we can do to help our listeners to get healthy.
That would be great. Yeah,
yeah.
Great, Robbie.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Cindy. I wish we had more time, but I'll have you on when we do have more time. And,
absolutely.
And again, it's Cindy Santa Anna. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
And the book is Unprocessed Living, and it's a great book. I highly recommend it on Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, Cindy.
You're welcome. Thanks, Robbie.
God bless you, okay? We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, listen, when we come back, Pete Pasca will be joining us. He is the host of F3 here on Saturdays at 9 o'clock. And later on in the show, Pastor Marty McDonald will be joining me and Carrie Cardinelli, her host of Worship 1 to 3, and it's a packed show, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. Improve yourself and your eyesight. Say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. You've been curious about the LASIK procedure. Now you can learn about how safe and effective vision correction is at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care's open house, August 13th at 5:45 p.m. Health in Amherst at their Niagara Falls Boulevard location. See a live LASIK procedure, meet the surgeons, and take home informative literature. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot. Space is limited, so call today. 1-800-309-2020.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that, too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are back, and I just want to say a caller called in and asked how she can enhance losing weight besides eating properly and walking. Nothing seems to work. You can email me at robbie@robbieraw.com, and I can give you some tips. And also, what I'd like to do for you, the person that called in, I will give you a one-month membership to the Buffalo Athletic Club if you email me at robbie@robbierod.com. So I'm always there to help people. But listen, right now we have my good friend. I think he's my cousin, actually. We're both Italian.
Cousin, my cousin Vinny.
My cousin Vinny. But his name is Pete Tasca, and he is the host of F3 on Saturdays. I almost said Worship 1 to 3, but that's Carrie. She's going to be on in a little bit. And I just have to say, Pete, first of all, I feel like we are related because you just remind me of my cousins, okay?
I know.
You probably, you know, somewhere along the way. I don't know. But anyway, but you have only been on the air for what, 6-8 months, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
You are, I mean, it seems like you've been doing it honestly for 15 years.
Oh, thank you.
You are such a pro. Not just because
well,
you
well, I don't know about that, Robbie, but thank you. I appreciate it. It's I guess it's a passion thing, and I don't know what I'm doing. You know, you probably heard me say that, you know, multiple times. I really don't know what I'm doing.
God does.
Yeah, well, God does, exactly. And, you know, he uses the least of these sometimes, right, to do whatever he wants to do in the earth. And I'm blessed to have the opportunity. I'm thankful to, you know, Mr. Crawford and Nevin Brett Larson, you know, for giving me the opportunity to do it. And certainly, you know, the tutelage of people like Carrie Cardinelli and Neil Boron and yourself. People who've been doing it and know what they're doing and do it really, really well. And, yeah, it's just a blessing to be able to talk about these things that I'm passionate about, faith, food, and football. I really feel like I didn't make that up. I really feel like that was dropped in my spirit, that was something that God revealed to me about myself.
Wow.
And those are my core passions. And I just started putting together an idea around that. Like, hey, I work at a radio station. I sell the advertising Monday through Friday here on WDCX, and this was about 4 years or so ago when this happened, and I'm like, wow, that's a really good idea, God.
Thank you for that.
So I started pulling it together. You know, I presented it to Brett a few years ago, and it wasn't the right time. It wasn't the right time at all. I was still new here, and, you know, came back around about a year or so ago to, you know, do the radio show. Are you still interested, Pete? Sure, I'm interested.
Wow.
Of course. Why not? I can talk about the Lord. I can talk about football and sports, and I can talk about food all day long. I don't know what I'm doing in sales when I should just be talking about faith, food, and football out in the streets with people.
That's right?
Right, right. But anyways, it's a blessing. It's cool. It's been so much fun. It's been so interesting to connect with so many different people on so many different levels. People who are passionate about, you know, similar things, whether it's in the realm of faith, whether it's in the realm of sports, whether it's in the realm of food.
Well, you know, I got to say this, okay? In my past, anytime I heard anything about sports, I changed the channel, okay? Because I don't know anything about it, and quite frankly, unless I'm watching a Bills game, I'm not interested. I listen to every Saturday, okay,
while
I'm getting
ready. Somebody's listening. My wife, Robbie, my friend Jeff.
No.
And maybe Neil and Carrie once in a while.
Oh. No, seriously. A lot of people are listening. But I have learned more about sports. And even if I don't really understand what you're talking about, Pete, it's just fun to listen to you.
Yeah. Well,
because you're so passionate.
Thank you.
And you are knowledgeable. And then I can kind of have an educated conversation with my husband. I've surprised him a couple of times saying, hey, I know blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what?
you know what, Robbie? In the spirit behind the show, again, this is all glory to God, truly. The spirit behind the
Absolutely.
Show, whether or not it's having an impact or it will have an impact, the whole spirit behind it is what we do here on WDCX Monday through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beyond the faith, food, and football. There's just a lot of people in 2015 who are searching for truth, you know, searching for the things of God, but they've been, I don't know, burned. They're just bitter. They don't believe for whatever reason.
Right.
They were brought up in traditional environments that don't impact their heart or their spirit anymore, and they're not going to go to church to get it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
There's just too many who won't go to church anymore, and to tune a dial on a radio, you know, dial, that's an old school term, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
To tune in a radio station
and
hear the gospel just about 24 hours a day on WDCX, which is what we do, the core of what we do. I'm like, well, why not? Why not talk to people in a way that it connects to things that they love in their ordinary, practical lives, usually, you know, sports, food, everybody eats. I mean, yeah, whether it's football or not, that's my core passion for sure.
Yes.
But it could be anything. We've talked about basketball, baseball, soccer, on down the line. Hopefully they'll tune in and they'll be like, oh, that's a pretty cool show. Oh, I've never even heard of WDCX FM 99.5. Yes. Let me check it out. Let me listen to Lifeline. Let me listen to Worship 1-3. Yeah. Let me listen to The Raw Truth,
right,
you know, for the practical, on the food side of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, if you really want to be blessed with what you're eating, listen to this show every Saturday, for sure.
Well,
but, yeah, that's the whole idea. It's really ultimately, you know, I look at it as a ministry to funnel people to Christ, into the kingdom.
Yes, and God's using you, Pete, and really all of us, you know, as a vessel. I believe that, you know. Because maybe people are listening right now that, you know, they're interested in eating right and exercising, but maybe they're not believers or they don't really know if God is there. And so, you know, we talk about that. But I think the coolest thing is when I have somebody come up to me, and I'm so excited to go to Kingdom Bound because I meet so many of our listeners in the WDCX 10. But the coolest thing for me is to have people come up to me and say, you know what? Saturday, I listened to Niall Jenkins at, you know, 7 o'clock or whatever time it is. I listened to Pete Tasca at 9 o'clock. I listened to, what's it?
Caesar Laup, our Money Matters.
Yes, you know, our friend Caesar before my show. I listened to Linda Penn at 1 o'clock, you know, with you know, her show, Today's Living Hope. And I listened to The Raw Truth, and I, you know, I love the Saturday lineup. I love listening to Neil Boron. I love listening to the show. I just love to hear people who say they listen,
yeah,
and that it has helped them in their life in some
Amen.
Way, shape, or form. And so I always say it's not a coincidence that you listen to whatever it is you're listening
right,
to.
Never.
God has placed you where you are at the right time, you know, to hear whatever it is that you need to hear that day, whether it is about faith, food, and football, or faith, family, food, fitness, detox,
right,
stress management, sleep management, or whatever the message is. And so I really want to encourage our listeners, you know, to come and see us. You'll be at the WDCX.
Yeah, we'll be there. Eating ice cream.
At Kingdom. You will not, Pete.
Oh, yes, I will, Robbie.
All right. I'll let you do it. You know, the reality is, you know, we are there to help others. And I'm just so grateful. You and I were talking before we went on the air of how surreal it is that
yes,
we
it
do
is.
What we do. I still, you know, think of sitting on the other side of the table here on Neil's show. Never in a million years did I have an inkling that I would be on the other side of the table with my own show. That's just how God works. And
yeah, and
people always ask me, did you ask for that? Did you propose that at WDCX? I'm like, no, I never even crossed my mind. But that's just how amazing our God is,
yeah,
that he can take us when we feel like we have nothing to offer,
yep,
and just use it for his glory. But your show, I'm so excited, on WDCX every Saturday at 9 o'clock.
Yep, 9 to 10 every Saturday. We're talking faith, food, football. At any given week, it could be faith, it could be food, it could be football, it could be all three. Certainly with the football season getting ready to ramp up here in a couple of weeks, we're going to be doing a lot of heavy NFL Buffalo Bills talk for sure. And
yeah,
we're hoping to have Fred Jackson on next week on the show. Freddie Jackson's
wow,
a fan favorite for sure, running back for the Buffalo Bills, and that would be great. So we're going to do a little training camp breakdown too with Matthew Fairburn of Syracuse.com next week, kind of looking at what we can expect in the season ahead. And again, it's really all about the glory of God. We're talking about the Bills. We're talking about, you know, the Italian festival, Taste of Buffalo, all that stuff, Anderson's ice cream. But really the whole idea is, hey, check in with us, you know, be entertained, you know, laugh a little bit, be informed, but ultimately hopefully you'll be inspired and edified too by what we do here day to day.
Yes, amen. Well said. Well, I am excited to hang out with you in the WDCX 10 at Kingdom Bound.
It's awesome. Come and see us.
Yes. And, Pete, I'm so glad you joined me. You can join
me
anytime you want,
okay? Thank you so much.
I know you're running out of here when I've got... No, you're the best.
No, you're the best, Robin.
Oh, we'll fight about it later.
Thank you.
All right.
God bless.
God bless you, and we'll see you at Kingdom Bound. And we will be back with Pastor Marty McDonald from the City Church in Batavia and Carrie Cardinelli. We're going to be talking about how to get through those dark times, how to still have faith in the midst of the storm. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And don't forget, my book is out on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, Family Medical Pharmacy, Pine Pharmacy, Feel Right Fresh Markets, The Chapel at Cross Point, and Bender's, The Raw Truth Recharge, 7 Truths to Health and Fitness, which I'll be presenting at Kingdom Bound this year and hanging out with these two who are sitting across from me right now, Pastor Marty McDonald and Carrie Cardinelli.
She gets so excited. I love it. It hasn't changed in years.
She excited that much for me. Plus, your book is for sale at the City Church of Batavia, too.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
Say nothing, naming off all those
That's
other
people. Wonderful. Oh, wonderful. I got more in the car. Pastor Marty McDonald from the City Church. We were just at his church, Carrie Cardinelli, from Worship 1 to 3.
Yes.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank
Can I just
you.
Say that?
Thank you.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
Fun. I'm having a good time.
You are a natural, and God is using you, and I just told Pete that, too. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Pete's doing an awesome job,
surreal,
too. Yeah.
Surreal. But, Pastor Marty, thank you for having us. We were just there last week, and my goodness gracious, it was just so awesome to meet so many people. You have the best congregation, I'm telling you. Those people,
you're so nice.
They love you, first of all. And you spoke a little bit, but I love when you get up there and you start, like, really
preaching it.
Oh, my. There's something that happens. Like, you transform into this other person that I don't know, Pastor Marty. When you get up there and you start preaching, isn't it true?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so kind.
He's like, oh, thanks. And then at his church, he's like, who's listening to me?
No. Pay no attention to that lady behind the curtain.
You do. You transform.
In a good way. Powerful.
It's awesome. But, you know, I wanted you both to be on today. It's been a full show, and I wish we had more time. But we do have the whole rest of the show here to be talking about, you know, getting through the dark times. You know, I'll tell you, when I do counseling for people, and I find out why they're sick, why they have cancer, why they have high blood pressure, why they're, you know, not feeling good, whatever it is, one of the things I do is not just look at what they're eating and, you know, how much they're exercising, but what else is going on in their life. And as I peel the layers away like an onion, many times I get down to the root of the problem that is causing them to be sick. And a lot of the times it is something that, you know, I didn't expect. Maybe it's a marriage or relationship or a relationship with another family member or a friend or, you know, some kind of sin going on in their life. And so, you know, there's so many people out there. I think even as Christians, we're afraid to let really what is going on show. Because as Christians, we're supposed to be perfect, and we look like we have these perfect lives going on. And really, a lot of times, that's just not the case. So what I want
to... It's never the case.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you. Sometimes, never. The Bible says, in this world, you'll have trouble. You'll have tribulation. It's an overarching fact that we live in a fallen world, that sin has moved in and continually tries to take control of humanity in every way, shape, and form. No one is immune to it. There's no way out of it, only through the power of Jesus Christ. He's the only one that has conquered it. And if he lives inside of us, he gives us the ability to stand against it. It doesn't mean that it won't come to us and that opportunity won't always knock on our door, but he gives us the power to be overcomers in it. And to be an overcomer means there has to be something there that has to be overcome. So you're not ever going to be immune to it. You're not going to be immune to heartache. You're not going to be immune to temptation. But you can rise up in the power of Christ, not in your own strength. And that's where everybody tries to do it in their own. They can't do it. You cannot be who God has called you to be in your own strength. You need his power. I read this scripture really early this morning out of Romans 8:5, and it says, those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. And that is so true. If our hearts and our minds are set in a direction for God's Spirit to control us, it helps us so much to live an overcoming life, even when we come up against obstacles. You know that Patty and I, she just went through the breast cancer last year, and I've had so many people come up to me and say, we watched you through this. We want to know really how you were going to act or react. And I said, what did you expect? And you cannot believe the things that people said to me that they thought we were going to do, like give up, walk away. I said, why would we give up on the only thing that has ever held us up?
Mm, wow. That's awesome. Yeah, you guys have gone through a lot. And I think, you know, I know, Carrie, you're going to be on Linda's show today at 1 o'clock, Linda mm-hmm. Penn's show today's Living Hope, talking about, you know, the challenges you've had in walking in tough times and, you know, dealing with some things. And what is exactly you're talking about today? What is it exactly?
We're going to be talking about homosexuality.
Yes.
Today. Yeah.
And so, you know, so people look at, you know, us on... You know, I mean, I know, you know, you look at Facebook and it's like everybody's life looks so perfect, doesn't it? I mean, everybody looks like they had this perfect life.
Somebody told me they should change Facebook and call it Bragbook.
I mean, I'd like to see everyone put their, you know, the junk on Facebook. Everybody, like, fill Facebook wow. with junk. It would be like this big counseling session on Facebook.
Truth Facebook or something. I don't know. But
you know, it's funny. I always say, or I always think when I'm doing the show every day here, I find that the Spirit's leading me to just encourage. And then, you know, the one day I thought, wow, I feel like I'm always talking about or asking the listeners, there's something going on in your life? And I'm like, you know, it makes me feel like we always, as believers, always have something going on. And I'm like, well, we do. Mm-hmm. We always have something going on. The difference is, for myself, I realize the difference is at least I'm acknowledging it. I mean, when I was not walking with the Lord, I had all the junk, but I wasn't acknowledging it, and I kept pushing through and pushing through. How I survived, I don't know. How people survive without Jesus, I don't know anymore, because I don't know
either.
How I did. But
I do,
you know, I was thinking about that last week. I'm like, wow, we're always talking about encouraging each other, and just like you said, it's there. The trials are there. I mean,
yes.
But we can overcome them because we have Christ. And so I'm always encouraged, thinking, well, at least it's on the table. I'd rather be the person that has my stuff on the table to say, hey, this is what I'm struggling with, because
yes.
then I know I'm going to have a breakthrough. Otherwise, I'm going to live years with that just stuck inside.
Oh,
and you do
absolutely.
Such a wonderful job. If people don't know Carrie and they haven't been listening to Worship 1 to 3, you are missing out. Carrie, you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are turning into one of my favorite preachers.
Yes, I know.
You really
it's
are.
Awesome.
You are doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job.
Yes. I turn into Marty.
Worship
really
1 to
are.
3.
You just do a phenomenal job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Monday through Friday, Worship 1 to 3 here on WDCX before Neil's show. But, you know, I know that there is someone listening right now who is struggling with something, and hopefully they'll call in, and you don't have to use your name or whatever, but 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. But, you know, I'm feeling, I've been preparing for Kingdom Bound, you know, to present mm-hmm. at Kingdom Bound, and no matter if it's presenting to speak at the city church where I was last week with you, Pastor Marty, or Kingdom Bound, or whatever it is, I feel like this, it's almost like, I can't even explain it. It's like the spiritual warfare going on,
mm-hmm.
starting to move in mm-hmm. as soon as I start preparing. Like, and I know that the enemy would just love
absolutely.
To take me down and not, you know, be able to glorify and honor God with what I'm going to be
absolutely.
teaching this week. And that's why I thought, you know what, we need to talk about this today, because spiritual warfare is real, isn't it, Pastor?
Can I tell you that it's what you're going through, it's not just about you. It's about the seed that you're going to sow into other people. It's about not only their lives, but their seed, their children, their families. When you speak, when you declare and proclaim the gospel, somebody's listening right now, and they may be going through a hard time, or maybe the enemy is on an onslaught against them. It's not just about them. The enemy never works on just you. He wants to steal your future. He wants to destroy your destiny. He wants to have influence on the generation after you. That's what he's doing. And so for me, that motivates me even more so to stand up against. The Bible says that no weapon formed against you will prosper.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that every tongue that rises up against you, get this, it doesn't say he will condemn. It says you shall condemn. So when the evil tongue, when the lies of the enemy come against you and they speak about you, you stand up and say, no greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You stand up and say, though my enemy come against me in one way, he has to flee from me in seven ways. You have to stand up and say, I know that God is going to work all things out and do something good mm-hmm. right in the middle of what's bad right now. God didn't create the bad. God's not manipulating the devil to attack you, but he will use what the enemy releases against you for something good, if we'll let him. And we have to let him. We just have to say, in the midst of the turmoil, the trial, the attack, and it, Robbie, attacks are going to come. Girl, you got to, whether you like it or not, carry the same way. You got a bullseye on your back. The enemy wants to stop you. He hates you.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it.
I feel
we're in a war.
Yeah.
Stand up. Christians give up way too easy. Way too easy.
Mm-hmm.
We were in church Thursday night. My son will probably wince when I say this. My oldest son, Ben, who's the most healthiest, fittest guy in our family. I get a call just after worship. They rushed him to the hospital. He passed out.
Wow.
Don't know what happened. Still don't know. He has some doctor's appointments this week. But people say, what do you say about that? I say, the devil's a bad devil, and God is a good God.
Mm-hmm.
And he will take, and he will work something out for good. I don't know what. But in this world, you're going to have tribulation. Be of good cheer, Jesus said. I've overcome every one of them. And that's for you today. Carrie, mm-hmm. Robbie, that's for you today. Yeah. He's overcome every one of them.
It's good stuff. I mean, I feel like the trials that I've had in my life, the stronger I get in my faith, the more I can lean into the storm. But there are times when I feel like I buckle. And I think as Christians, we're afraid to admit that. Mm-hmm. Because, first of all, people are like, well, where's your God now? You know, where's your God now that, you know, you're having trouble with this, you're having trouble with that. Where is your God now? So you don't want to let people know if you're having trouble. And, you know, as I said, I mean, this week, I'm telling you, it's been one thing after another as I've been trying to prepare for Kingdom Bound. And I just feel this opposition. And it's like, so evident. It just blows me away. But what you said is so comforting, Pastor Marty, to know that, you know, the way you explained it is perfect.
Well, you're going to have the greatest impact this year that you've ever had. Mm. You're going to have the biggest crowds that you've ever had. You're going to have an anointing on your life to help people greater this year than you ever have, because the enemy, he already knows it, and he's trying to slow you down, tell you that you're not good enough, tell you that you're bad in this and you're bad in that. I don't even know what's happened or what's going on.
Yeah, lies
but
we believe.
The enemy he wants to stop you, but God says, I've got something great for you. You're an overcomer. You're going to see the greatest impact that you've ever seen before. You're almost getting to the age of perfection. Almost. And God's not only going to use you.
What did you just say? Can I hurry up?
No. Enjoy it. Because right now, my goodness, he's doing great things. He's going to pour out his Holy Spirit over your life and do great things. Oh, come on, you take that,
who
girl.
Who is this man?
I know.
Take
you,
that.
You are such an encourager.
The fact that you're even created to be in this world is amazing to me.
I know. I love it. We got to go to our endorsed sponsors, who I love, our endorsed sponsors. Dr. Kira Manukian is one of our sponsors at the Vein Treatment Center. He fixed my legs up so I can still jump around, and I know he can help you. But Pastor Marty McDonald from the City Church in Batavia is here. Carrie Carnelli, host of Worship 1 to 3. We're all going to be at Kingdom Bound. I'm teaching Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the WDCX 10, again, third year in a row, and I am so grateful for the opportunity. We are talking about opposition, spiritual warfare, how to get through the tough times. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Improve yourself and your eyesight. Say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. You've been curious about the LASIK procedure. Now you can learn about how safe and effective vision correction is at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care's open house August 13th at 5:45 p.m. Health in Amherst at their Niagara Falls Boulevard location. See a live LASIK procedure, meet the surgeons, and take home informative literature. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot. Space is limited, so call today, 1-800-309-2020. You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30-plus years' experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's Word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Today. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back. We are back, aren't we? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, okay.
We're here.
Check, check, cash, credit card. Okay, we're here. All right, so, you know, we're talking about serious stuff, but I just had to make a joke in there because sometimes it gets heavy, but, you know.
It does get heavy, yeah.
But Carrie Cardinelli's joining me today. She's the host of Worship 1 to 3. She's also on Linda Penn's show today at 1 o'clock and talking about some heavy stuff there, too.
Yeah.
And so grateful to steal you in beforehand with my show and also Pastor Marty McDonald from the City Church. And you just... both of you tell it like it is, which I love about both of you. And I think, you know, we're talking about getting through those tough times, leaning into the storm, spiritual warfare. How do we have faith when it seems like nothing is going right? When we seem under attack, how, because, you know, it's, I think it's easy for us to question, you know, why? Why is this happening right now? Why do I have cancer? Why do I feel like there's spiritual warfare? Why did I have a heart attack? Why am I having trouble with my marriage? Why am I having trouble with my kids? What do you say to that?
My turn.
Yeah, spotlight on Marty.
You know, when you said having faith, you have to understand what faith is. And I'm not sure I do, but I've looked at it a little bit over the years. And the Bible says, Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence not seen. So
yes,
we put our faith in that which we believe that God can do. We put our faith not in what we see. We don't wrap our lives up in the tragedy, in the turmoil, in the brokenness, in the failure, in the hurt. We can't, because if we do, it'll consume us. It'll completely consume us. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to pull you down into a black hole and leave you there. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. The Bible says that we have, our faith is in Christ and what he can do, and what, not only what he can do, but what he's already done and what he has provided. He has provided everything at the cross. When he shed his blood and he said it is finished, everything that we have need of, he has provided for us. And we must have faith in him and trust in him. And I'm not talking about having faith in faith. I'm talking about having faith in the one who gave his life for us. He shed his blood, and he rose again from the dead. He conquered the power of death. And the Bible says that if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it'll strengthen, it'll quicken your mortal body. And that's the only thing that we can do. We have to look forward. Somebody said, if I have hope for tomorrow, I'll have strength for today. And I keep my vision, I keep my eyes on what is ahead of me, not what is behind me. You must do that. You must know that God is more than enough. You must know that he has conquered death, hell, and the grave. You must believe that he can do all things inside of you. You have to believe that. And when you believe that and you have faith in that, it automatically begins to lift you up out of that dark hole of despair and pain. I heard a story years ago. I love it. An old farmer had an old mule, and he had a hole on his farm. And the mule found the hole and fell in it, and they couldn't get him out. They tried everything. And they said, well, we're just going to have to bury him in here and leave him here. And they, They started to get shovels of dirt and threw a shovel on top of the mule's back, and the mule, with every shovel of dirt, he shook it off, and then he stood up. Another shovel of dirt, he'd shake it off, and he'd stand up. Before long, he shook off so much that went on top of him, and that he stood up and stepped out of the hole. And I think that's the way we have to do life sometimes, that when the enemy throws stuff on you, you got to learn to shake it off and just step up. And pretty soon you'll find yourself walking right out of the trap that you didn't even know that was there. Come on now, that's some good preaching.
That's good preaching.
That is good.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, and you're right. And it's I think praising God through the whole thing. Praising God.
Absolutely.
Praising God. Because as I like to remind myself in Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work out together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. That's what I try and remember, is that, you know, things are happening for a reason, and God is going to use them in some way, right, Pastor?
But don't get it confused that God didn't create the trouble.
Right.
He didn't create the cancer in my wife. He didn't create the conflict in a marriage. He didn't create the unfaithfulness of us. He didn't create that. But if we'll look to him, when the dirt comes on our back, we'll shake it off and trust him. He'll help us to get up out of that. And he'll use. He didn't create it. Get that clear. He didn't create it. But he'll use what the enemy meant for evil. He'll use it and he'll do something great. I haven't even heard your testimony, Carrie. But I know today the testimony that you're going to use, he didn't create that, but he's going to use it to help many other people. You know, one year at a Father's Day at our church, because, you know, I've shared a little bit with you, I grew up in a terrible dysfunctional family. My dad was gone on my life at 11. He was abusive. And one Father's Day a few years ago, I shared that story, and I said, I want to let every man and young person know that today, because I never in my life got a hug from my father. And I said, today I want to hug every man that never got a hug from their dad. I was at the church for an hour and a half, hugging crying, grown men who carried that into their 50s, 60s, and 70s, who were rejected by their father. And the rejection that came in my life, God didn't create it, but that day, he turned it around, and he used it for something good.
Wow.
And he can do that for anyone.
That's wild. I was yesterday when I was in the midst of so much darkness, I felt. I started to, you know, work on my presentation, continue to work on my presentation for Kingdom Bound. And I felt, honestly, I felt like God speak to me, but not audibly. But you know what I said? Like, because of what I was experiencing, I was going deeper in what I was preparing to say. So that's why that Romans 8:28 came to me, is that he actually was using what I was going through to help me to what I was going to be saying at Kingdom Bound.
Yeah, you know, I just spoke at Cornerstone Manor on Thursday. I became one of their series speakers, and
wow.
Love it. I'm super excited about that. But the theme this month is joy. Now, I've also been going through a lot of stuff, and I have no problem sharing. I'm pretty much, my emotions are on my sleeve, but I still have to do my work. I still have to come in every day, and, you know, and whatever is going on, it's got to be shoved aside, because I have a job to do, and I want to do that job. But I had to sit down and write this message about joy, and I thought, how do you talk about joy? And lately, I should have all this joy, and I was sharing this with Pastor Marty when I saw him last week, that I do feel the enemy coming at me and attacking me and wanting me to run and hide. I want to go. I'm a runner. I used to be a runner, literally, like, move around a lot just to run away from my problems. And that's starting to, it like, messes with me. And I find, like, at the end of the day, just like how you said, you know, almost like that mule where, okay, I'm in this hole and I feel like I'm going to get buried because I don't know how to get my emotions out of this hole. And the more that the Lord just pours over me, the more it picks me up. So sometimes I'll just go home. I don't want to talk to anyone. I'll go home, and I'm wrestling with him, but not in a negative way. But I'm like, oh, well, God, you're really the only one I need to talk to because you're the answer. So
right.
You're going to help me either. You're going to take this away, and at the end of it, it's almost like I'm exhausted and I just sleep. And the more that happens, the more he just, you know, it's almost like accepting where I'm at and allowing him to just give me that dirt so I could just start rising up above it.
Yes.
But I had to sit down and write that message, and I was researching joy, and the same thing. The more I was thinking about it and studying it in the Bible, this cloud was dispersing. Mm-hmm. The dark cloud was moving, and I'm like, I understand what joy is. There's a big difference between joy and happiness, and I think I've been relying a little bit lately too much on happiness when that deeper flame is the joy. So it's just amazing mm-hmm. how when we really do put our focus, we say it all the time, but I think we just take those words for granted. When we put our focus on the Lord, mm-hmm. even it's a special moment, sitting there and reading his Bible, even writing a story, writing a blog, writing your emotions out, things change.
He will direct our path.
He will, and he does.
But and it's so true. I mean, you know, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I know that there are people listening right now who, you know, are feeling this darkness. They're in the midst of the storm, and maybe they don't believe in God, or they don't know Jesus as their Savior, because they're having trouble. So how can there be God? What do you say to that, Pastor?
I say, what a greater time to come to God, to find His grace, to find His mercy, and to experience the life that He wants to give you. It's hard. Oh, I don't know how people get through life just living in our culture without mm-hmm. Jesus. And if you'll make that decision today, God's not mad at you. He doesn't hold your past against you. He wants to come and show you freedom, show you what new life is about. Once you give your heart and life to Christ, He comes in and your eyes are open. You see a whole new dimension of life that you've never seen before. And if you don't know Jesus today, can I pray for people? Can
yes,
I ask them
absolutely.
To come to Christ right now? If you've never given your heart to Christ, you can do that right now. You just have to say, God, I come to you. I need you in my life. I ask you to forgive me of my sin and come live inside of me. It's no magic. There's no rhetoric to it. It's a relationship with Him that if you'll talk to Him, He'll talk back to you and He'll come in to your life. And I want to pray for whoever that is right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for those ones today who are struggling in life, who have tuned in, who have heard us speaking, and who have decided today is their day that they're going to make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. I want everyone that you're listening to me, I just want you to pray. Say, Father, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. I ask you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you did that, I want you to call WDCX. I want you to email them, text them, let them know that you did that. We'll help you connect with the church. You need a body. You need people that can help you walk with you. You're not alone. You don't have to be alone. Carrie was saying, you don't have to carry those things alone. Come on. Get with people that can help you. And the best days of your life are ahead of you. I want to say this to both of you here in the studio today, Robbie Raw, Carrie Cardinelli, the best days of your life are ahead of you.
Amen. Oh, geez. I hope you're right.
Hey, look at
thank
me.
You. You he are because we know Lord. We know Jesus. Well, you are right. We're going to claim it right now.
I was
now.
Wrong once, but then I found out I was right. I am We're, right. Well, the best days of your life are ahead.
Well, in all seriousness, yes, because we have eternal life with Jesus, and we are all going to see Him. And, of course, they're ahead of us. And Pastor Marty, Carrie Cardinelli, I'm so grateful you guys came in today. I'm ungrateful that we don't have more time.
I didn't know he was coming in. I saw him in the parking lot.
Oh, yes. Come on. You guys are a team. You know.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me just, I know we got 30 seconds. I'm going to tell you real quick. My belt was in my car. I was putting my belt on, and I hear someone humming, walking up, and I turn, and there he is, and we're like, ooh. I'm like, give me a minute, I'm putting my belt on. He's like, actually, I'm more embarrassed than I was singing.
Oh, I love both of you. And, you know,
I love you too.
We're going to be hanging out at the WDCX tent. And someone also asked, can they get my book at Church on the Beach. And so, Carrie, I'll have to talk to you about that because I don't know how that would work. But you can get it on Amazon.com and Barnes & Nobles. But listen, I want to thank everybody for listening today. I want to thank you, Pastor Marty and Carrie Cardinelli, Worship 1 to 3, from, you know, for coming. You're at Batavia City Church. It's open to everyone and anyone. It's
8:30
awesome.
8:30 and 10 a.m. on Sundays.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And every Sunday.
What's your website?
TheCityChurch.com.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Love you, ladies. You're my sisters. I care for you a lot.
You're our brother.
My life is better because of you.
Ditto. And thanks for being the encourager, both of you. Love you both. We'll see you all at Kingdom Bound.
Bye-bye.
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 Have a great day.